Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 165. Psalm 119 and verse 165. It says, "Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble, or nothing shall offend them." My dear brothers and sisters, the blessing of peace is the one prize that often eludes those who seem to have attained everything else in life. Yet peace is one of the choice gifts left to us by departing Lord. Jesus' mission was to bring God's peace to man by bringing the way for us to enjoy eternal fellowship with our Creator. That's what he did. He bridged the gap for you and me. He broke down the middle wall for you and me by his sacrifice on the cross, that we can be reconciled with God and we'll have peace with God, and we'll have the peace of God. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 21, that the wicked do not know peace. But the peace is the fruit of the Spirit that the Lord Jesus has given to each and every believer who believes in his name. In Galatians 5:22, it talks about that. In Philippians chapter 4, 6 to 7, the writer Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, and he says, "Be not be anxious for anything, but in everything, let your prayers and petitions be made known unto God with thanksgiving. Then the peace of God that transcends all understanding will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." The Bible also says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Hallelujah. Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, thank God for the gift of peace that he has provided for you and me. A life of peace should lead us to a life of praise, and a life of praise in turn leads to a life of peace. So I pray that your heart may be filled with the peace of God today, and he will govern you and guide you and bless you, and he will ensure that you are beside the still waters and green pastures. That is what the Holy Spirit does for you and for me. Amen. So no matter what the difficult time you've gone through the night, but this morning God is granting you peace. Enjoy his peace. I speak shalom over your life, over your marriage, over your family, over your finances, over your future, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given, O Lord. Lord, your word says, "Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble, nothing can offend them." I pray, Lord, that Father, as we love your law, as we hide your word in our hearts, as we sit and read and study, and Lord God Almighty, oh Father, we memorize and meditate upon your word. I pray that Lord God Almighty, great peace will take over our hearts and our minds. We'll be governed by the power of your peace today. In the name of Jesus, I release your anointing. I release your, Father God, your spirit upon your people, and you will bless them with divine peace of God. Lord, this morning, I speak shalom to your people. I speak shalom to their marriages. I speak shalom to their finances and the future. I speak shalom in their workplaces in the mighty name of Jesus. As they step out, Lord, your people, they go to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your anointing of peace today, and you will bless them, O Father. Lord, you will enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, and Lord, grant them favor in the sight of their management, in the sight of their colleagues and their subordinates. I pray that the grace and glory of Jehovah will be their portion. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness. And Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. The power of God will flow. Their bodies will be aligned to God's word. Their minds will be fortified with faith. And they will, Lord, obtain the promises of healing into their bodies, even right now. Because your word says that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed. And I thank you for that, O God. We give you praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. And we said, amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.